Hello,
everybody. Oh, no.
Please
kill
don't.
Us all. No!
Try your best not to pay that thing no attention. That is my new text message tone right there. But you know how this goes. We have a great, decent conversation while I'm in the car and I'm driving to the house or anywhere else. And basically, we have deep conversation. That's how my show goes. That's been the premises. And that's been fun as hell. This is your boy, DJ Fluff313. All right. So let's get into the show. What I was thinking about earlier is I have a 10-year-old. That's cool. And the thing about my 10-year-old is a lot of people said a while ago, this is 50-50 conversation on this one. Nah, we're the average, a little bit weirder than the average Christian folk. The reason why is because we learn so much about so many things that, we incorporate that into it. So with that being said, we basically said, my son is 8. I'm sick of him talking about, back then he was 8. Santa Claus is going to give me this, Santa Claus is going to give me that. Oh, Christmas time. So I basically broke the news to him early. I said, son, hold on, merging over, hold on. I said, son, in a lighter sentence, that's what I did in a lighter way. I said, Santa Claus ain't real, man. It crushed his heart for half a day. He all right. And I told him, I'm like, no, Santa Claus ain't real, man. We work real hard and we get you what you get. And you know what I'm saying? And everything else. Now, let me tell you why. Long time ago. Well, no. Let me tell you why the regular way. Reason why. The regular reason why is because do you really want somebody to be taking your shine away from what you bring in your kids? You work hard. You went to go shop and fight in them lines to grab this stuff. Even though I don't really believe you should do that, but that's another whole other conversation. But you work hard for your money. You give your kids, you know what I'm saying, what they want and everything else, and somebody imaginary character takes the credit. Now, let's go into deeper details. I remember when I was a kid. This is another reason why I definitely told. I remember when I was a kid, and yeah, I believe in God. And even as a kid, I believe in God. But I remember one day I'm looking up. I just got what I wanted for Christmas. It was Christmas and everything. My mom said I'm looking tired. My father was drunk at the time. he was real tired. He was still asleep. And basically she worked hard for everything that we got, and she worked extra hours and everything because it was three boys. It's cool. But I remember looking up, not worried about my mama, not worried about God either, and looking up at the sky and said, oh my goodness, thank you, Santa Claus. I was basically worshiping this dude that don't really exist as Santa Claus, whatever, some old fictional other stuff. And later on in life, even to this day, it kind of pisses me off. Let me explain. Now, the joys of Christmas, that's cool and everything else. I think, now don't get me wrong, there's a lot of shakery on this holiday. I'm not going to lie. I'm just going to tell you the truth. There's a lot of shakery on this thing. That's how I'm going to keep it. I'm not going to explain that. I'm just going to say it's shakery. Now, with that being said, it's just like the joy of it. I wish we can be like this more days in a year. Be joyful, kind to each other, have family get-togethers. And maybe you should. Maybe you should write that down and kind of start doing stuff. Because I learned something from my uncle that just passed that I always will take with me through life. You got to basically start something for other people to follow. Let me explain. Basically, what I'm saying is, you can't just be like, hey, y'all should do this. No, you should start that and then pass it on to the next raft. the next guy, whatever. But with that being said, it's just like, back to Christmas part, it's like, I wish we can do this, not the gift giving, because the gift of your presence is also a gift to me, you feel what I'm saying? I love being around my family and friends, love it. Talking smack and laughing at each other, whatever, no man. But just on the holidays, that's not too cool. Some people only can get them times off of work. If that's the case, you can only get the holidays off of work, you should quit. Leave that damn job alone. Not only just that, it's like, I'm sorry, y'all. I got a little bit off key. Plus, I'm driving, and a lot of people ain't driving too safe right now. And I gotta not cuss them out, but kind of be like, and trying to be quiet and do my show. So let me get back to the point at hand. I am sorry. Apologize. Be with me. We're on the conversation. I wish you could key in and talk to me too. But I think with that conversation, when I was looking up at the sky and looking up and like almost worshiping Santa Claus, I think that made me the maddest. So I think as a parent, I went ahead and told my son the truth. Son, it ain't no Santa Claus. We work hard, we get you this, we get you that. You ask for it, you give your list to us. You understand? That's cool. But another person that's a Jehovah's Witness, they told me something a while ago, and it made sense. They said, watch how you celebrate things, because there's an endless hunger of celebration. You should watch it. So I didn't understand that at first, but I understand. I'm older now. What I understand from it is this. Let's just say this Christmas. All right, let's just say Christmas. I wasn't going to say birthdays, but, you know, let's say Christmas. Every year, do you notice that a lot of people that have everything, they want something else. They want something else. They want something else. They want more. You should kind of watch how that happens, because you don't want to be greedy or start getting greed from a holiday or anything of the sort. Oh, shoot, I was going to stop for you, man. My bad. But even your birthday, you know how many people say, like, let's say they go to the bar. Okay, they go to the bar regular days. Next thing you know, their birthday come up. They go to the bar. Not only do they go to the bar, they drink all types of stuff. Now they got alcohol poisoning. You know what I'm saying? They messed up for a couple days, and I'm pretty sure that sucks. I had a half of a hangover. It wasn't even a real one, and I couldn't even imagine having alcohol poisoning. I'll freak out. So what I'm basically saying is, you got to watch how you celebrate things that can be over excessive, meaning that you like, somebody can go all out and buy $800 worth of stuff for Christmas and barely have rent for their, you know what I'm saying, for their home. Or gotta pass up stuff that you need just for stuff that you want at the time. And it's like, you know what? That's not cool, because that's overdoing it, basically. And I think, like, certain things in Christmas is good, whatever, that's good. Even though this is not Jesus' birthday in March, but still, that's cool. That's all I'm gonna say on that. But what I realize is that it's just you just gotta be careful with everything, though. That's just people. As a human species, it's just like, there's a lot of greed, there's a lot of want, there's a lot of different things that you just gotta be careful of. That's it. That's basically it. And you know, That's pretty cool. And actually, she gave me a story behind it. I remember the story. I can't forget the story. But let me tell you this. Okay, the story was, it was about a queen, and she had everything. She was a queen. And they was like, what do you want this time for your birthday? I mean, for years and years and years, she got jewels and this and that and this, all types of stuff. But this year, you know what I'm saying, she wanted, she's just because she wanted it, She said, give me the head of some prince. So the boy, he ain't even a king, but she wanted the head of some other kingdom prince. And that's what she wanted. And her whole congregation, or whatever you want to call these cats, jumped out, ran out, made up a meeting and stuff, set the guy up, cut the boy's head off, and brought it to her for a gift for her birthday. Now, I'm pretty sure that we ain't that far along, unless you're a millionaire and you're kind of sick in the head. But what I'm basically saying is, a lot of times, you got to be just satisfied with life. You can't just be satisfied with getting stuff all the time. Your greed can be endless to the point of you'll start wanting stuff that's not right and righteous to you. It's actually a little evil. You feel what I'm saying? That was evil. That's also comes with greed. But if you look at any seven deadly sins, it's a reason why you got to watch out for that. Even lust. You'll never have a stalker if that person didn't lust for you or something like that. And that's why I definitely go by those commandments. You better watch your doggone self and everything else. Well, this has been a conversation from your boy DJ Fluff. Just a quick conversation. That's all it was. So this is, I don't know. Actually, I don't know what number episode this is. This is crazy. We've been doing this for a little bit. I'm going to have to bring somebody in for the next episode so me and that person can talk to everyone and have a decent conversation, a longer conversation and everything else. I only do a short 20 minutes. That's just me, because that's how long it takes me to get to my destination. And plus, I don't like the freeway. I don't want to drive the freeway. So you get to hear me cuss out people in traffic. Ain't that fun? That is the best. That's why you guys are with me. I love you guys. I swear I do. P.S. Check out my Instagram. I just did a crazy thing on me and all the cats and Soundproof and Titan Records. It's funny, with some toys or whatever. It's the funniest thing out. If you don't know my Instagram, it's at DJFluff313, all one word. And you know what I'm saying? You guys, I will definitely hit you back later.